Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, I'm Greg Hill, and this is The Greg Hill Show, where Boston sports and real talk collide.
I'm Courtney Cox, along with Wiggy. We break down everything from the Patriots and Celtics to Sox, Bruins, and the stories that have the whole city talking.
Yo, you'll get bold takes, big guests, breaking news, and trust me, we ain't afraid to stir it up.
We've got every Boston sports angle covered.
Follow and listen to The Greg Hill Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. New episodes drop every week. Day.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, but the vibes in Patriots Nation, much like the team these days, absolutely rolling. And if there were one former New England Patriot, one three-time Super Bowl champion, one Patriots Hall of Famer, and one handsome son of a gun that we needed to have on the podcast to tell you just how good it is, just what we can expect, and just exactly how far this team can go, it would be the mustache man himself who is leading a takeover in Tampa you are not going to want to miss. Your old pal Fitzy, alongside the living legend that is Matt Light of the Matt Light Foundation on a fresh, brand new Six Rings and Football Things. How about some theme music? Here we go.
Hey, whatever it takes, man. It's all about winning, all right? Winning on three. One, two, three, win!
Celebrating the heroes of Foxborough's past.
And with a good block. Look at Roman. Watch the block of number 73, John Hanna.
The champions of the dynastic era.
And a Vinatieri boots a 48-yard field goal. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions.
The Patriots of tomorrow.
We're going to remove entitlement from our football team. We're going to earn the right to be here every single day.
And the fans whose faith never wavers. This is Six Rings and Football Things.
Yeehaw! Here it is, folks. It's been a while, a minute, maybe even a couple minutes longer since we've had the living legend on the pod. You know him, you love him, you follow him, you love to hug him, you see him everywhere. He just does too many damn good things. He was a leader of men on the field, and now he spends his spare time not only being a great family man, husband, and football analyst, but also molding the lives of young men who could use a little extra assistance with the Matt Light Foundation. MattLight72.com for the mustache man himself, a.k.a. the swinging junk right there. Here he is, folks. Matt Light joins the podcast after a little break. We hadn't talked to you in a while there, Matty. First of all, just tell the people, how's it going, pal?
Buddy, I am good. This is probably my favorite time of the year, right? I mean, okay. Cold weather's moving in, and mm-hmm. for a guy who has excessive amounts of insulation, I like to be able to put a sweatshirt on and not be soaked, right? So cold air, had a nice frost this morning. The pond had a lot of fog lifting off of it as the sun came up. And it's also hunting season. And for all of us that enjoy spending time in the woods, there's no better time than right now, buddy. So loving it. And by the way, our boys are doing pretty good.
Yeah, the Patriots doing really well. Pairs nicely with that cider donut in the morning, frost on the windshield. Just like it feels right now, Matt, like you're living in an L.L. Bean catalog shoot. You know what I mean? Like it is just, it is the quintessence of New England at its absolute finest. And it does help, too, that the Patriots, you know, are back. Like on a scale of they're here to baby, we are so back. Where would you say they are right now?
Ooh, good question. You know, as weird as it may sound, I think it's still a little too early to tell, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of a feel. I mean, we're going into what, week 8 now? I don't know. I always lose track, but you know, they've got, so we are now 6-2. I guess we're going into week 9, right?
Going into week 9, yeah.
So with that said, there's a lot of football yet to be played. And, you know, I think one of the things that everybody realizes today, probably more so than ever before, is that the injuries continue to be the biggest story in the National Football League, right? So let's kind of put a pause on what these guys have done in terms of offensive, defensive, special teams. There's a lot we can talk about in terms of how great those areas have become, right? Because mm-hmm. it didn't start out perfect in week 1 by any stretch. They've continued to improve and build week to week. I like where everything's going. And I think a lot of it points back to, you know, what you hear Coach Vrabel say on a regular basis. We're removing the entitlement, right? Like that mm-hmm. clip said a minute ago. We're going to focus on, you know, becoming better week to week. We're going to put in the work. We're going to earn the right. That's why those guys are getting better. And that's why, you know, they're sitting at 6-2. But the injuries will always be a major part of it. And here's my hope is that they can stay as physical as possible during the week leading up to each game, right? Because they don't get to practice like we used to practice. They don't get to hit as much as we used to hit, but I hope that they can keep themselves in really good football condition and avoid as many of these injuries that we see plaguing teams today. And if they can do that, you're going to continue to see them get better and better and better. And I hope by the time we get to that time after Thanksgiving, which we know is like the biggest time for an organization, right? What you do after Thanksgiving leading up to hopefully the playoffs, you know, will really define the type of team that you have. So give it another, you know, 5-6 weeks and let's see what these guys look like then. Hopefully they're healthy.
Of course, you are listening to the dulcet baritones of Matt Light, 3-time Super Bowl champion and Patriots Hall of Famer here on Six Rings and Football Things. And before we get, should we say, football's deep in exactly how well this team is doing, what you think of the job your former teammate and your buddy is doing at head coach, just how consumed you are by Drake mania and what the ceiling for this team could really be. Let's let the good people know what's going on with the Light Foundation these days and what your takeover in Tampa is going to be supporting. For anyone curious as to exactly what the takeover in Tampa is, Matt and Light Foundation are running this incredible sweepstakes where two different pairs, buddies, whoever, could win a trip to go hang out with you and more down in Tampa for the big game in 2 weeks at a Pirate Ship in the End Zone Stadium. Tell us about it, Matt.
That's right. Yeah, we put together a package, and it includes your airfare. It includes dinner the night before with my wife and I. We're actually really looking forward to being down there as well. And then, of course, tickets to the game, a tailgate pregame. So Drake May signed jersey. Talk about Drake mania. It's going to be a great game, too, because you've got two really exciting quarterbacks and two really good teams and another chance for the Pats to go on the road. So it's one of these games. I think if you're a New England Patriot fan, you want to be in Tampa for a million reasons, but mainly to sit there and watch this matchup and again, continue the progression that we're seeing, hopefully with really good football. But these things do a lot for us, Fitzy. I mean, you know, the foundation, we do a lot of work with kids from all over the country. And when people take a chance and they say, you know what, I'm going to spend 10 bucks or 25 bucks. And if I win, awesome. If I don't, I'm at least contributing. And these things have raised hundreds. Hundreds of thousands. And that's really amazing because so many people play a role in helping us provide these opportunities, you know, for the kids that we serve, which is so great. But my favorite part, and you'll love this, and I should probably rope you in on one of these sometime. I love to call the winners because no one's really expecting it, right?
So no, when I call and them, I'm just going to say real quick, Matt, I am such a, I'm not going to say glory hound, but I fall so hard for whenever people have like the best moment in their lives. Like every Saturday, whenever McAfee and Herb Street line up with some college kid who has to make a 33-yard field goal, and if they hit it, they win $250,000, and they lose their shit, you're like, that's literally the best moment in this person's life to date. I can't get enough of that because the world is, stop me if you've heard this, it's a difficult world. We're all having a hard time. There's a lot of crap going on right now. So like to just see, to hear that phone call and have somebody be like, wait, get the F out of here. Matt Light, wait, you're telling me I just won because I donated $25 at MattLight72.com, or if you guys want, I tweeted it out earlier. I'll tweet it out again. It's also in the podcast description. There's a direct hyperlink to go to the Takeover in Tampa sweepstakes. You can get in for as little as $10. You can donate $1,500. You get a certain number of entries per donation, and two different people are going to win this incredible thing, and you're going to call them, shock the blank out of them, and literally give them one of the best moments of their life in a weekend that should be off the charts.
You know, and I love that you love that, because it's also in my DNA to watch people live a moment. You know what gets me a lot, right? Two things. You watch any of those programs like The Voice or any of those, and you see somebody go up on stage and they perform this unbelievable rendition of whatever it may be, or they perform a song that they wrote and they realize that they're actually good enough and they get the praise of the audience. Like when you see people go through that moment, I mean, I can watch that all day. Mm-hmm. My kids and I love watching those moments. And then, you know, the other thing, like the ultimate home makeover, when somebody just is blessed by someone else.
And they pull the curtain and you see the house and it's like, I've been living in despair, and thanks to your charitability, and of course, obviously a sizable donation probably from Home Depot or something else, now all of a sudden people just like, they have a chance. They have a life. They have something that they have always wanted.
Yeah. It's amazing. I love those moments. So I'm not going to say that my call elicits that same type of response, but
no, it's all right. It's nothing wrong with being a joy. That's what it is, Matt. Nothing wrong with being a joy junkie, whether you're a goofball like me, or, you know, a turkey hunting hard ass like you. Like we each have our soft spots, and like just getting a chance to make a day or make a moment for somebody like that, all while contributing to your foundation, which does incredible work, you know, trying to get young men on a proper path to success, as opposed to, you know, off of screens and into the field and into the wild the way they should be. It's the freaking best.
Well, I love to mess with them a little bit too. And I'll get on the phone and be like, yeah, is this John? Hey, John, this is Sergeant Dick Schwartz from the Barrington Police Department. We're just calling to see if you would mind giving a donation to the blah, blah, blah. And they're like, and right before they hang up, I'm like, no. No, I just wanted to let you know this is Matt Light. You won. They're like, oh, man, I was about ready to hang up on you.
Yeah. I was about ready to call the cops or have this call traced. And now you're telling me I'm going to be having dinner with you and Susie in Tampa? Come on, let's go. So once again, it's airfare down to and from Tampa, tickets to the game in a lovely luxury suite with Mr. Light and Company, dinner on Saturday night with Matt at a restaurant Gronk, I believe, is a part owner of in the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, yeah.
And a tailgate.
The whole kit and caboodle, right? You got your hotel, everything, and two winners we're going to pull, and they get to bring a friend each, right? So four people will join us. It's going to be a phenomenal game. It's just going to be a great way to celebrate the Pats down there. Look, again, like I said, this thing raises so much for the foundation. So we're just thankful, man. We appreciate, you know, people just hopping on takeoverintampa.com if you want to make it easy, or go to the link that you provided. And, you know, hopefully I'll be making a phone call to you here. I think we're going to be pulling that the Thursday before the game.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm just looking on the website right now. Make a difference today by donating to the Light Foundation and enter for a chance to win tickets to see New England take over Tampa Sunday, November 9th in Tampa, Florida. The drawing is Thursday, November 6th at 5 p.m. Eastern. And that's, I mean, like, you throw 20 bucks in, you're like, oh, well, I made a nice little 20, 30 bucks. I made a nice little donation to the Light Foundation. That could turn into this would be amazing. What's the name of the restaurant again? I have some Tampa locals that are in the live chat, Matt, as we broadcast across
Roca,
YouTube,
baby,
and Facebook.
Roca's one of the hottest restaurants down there in Tampa. I mean, there's a lot of great places in Tampa. And I got to tell you, man, Tampa's come so far. When I was a kid, you know, we used to go down there. My grandmother had a place in Clearwater.
I love it there.
Just north of Clearwater. Mm-hmm. And you look at Tampa now, my goodness, man. I mean, it is a different Tampa today.
I just want to share this. A good buddy, Jay Lassard, he actually was the Patriots flew him and a friend up yesterday from the Tampa area to be at yesterday's game against the Browns. He runs the Tampa Bay Patriots fan club and does a great job representing Pats Nation in the Clearwater, Tampa area. And they have hundreds and hundreds. You'll probably see them either Saturday night or Sunday. There'll be hundreds of them en masse together. And I'm hoping to be able to fly down and join as well. He said the Tom Brady and Gronk effect, which people gloss over and underestimate. I still believe to this date, Matt, that they're like, if a study was commissioned to figure out exactly how much money Tom Brady made Massachusetts, Foxborough, and New England at large over those 19 years, it'd be billions. I mean, forget about the fact that he left and was unhappy that Bill and Robert wouldn't give him a 2-year, $50 million deal. It should have been one of those oversized novelty checks Publishers Clearinghouse brings you. They should have showed up at his door and been like, hello, Tom, Giselle, fill in the blanks, whatever you want, buddy. That's all yours. You're my fifth son. Like, they should have paid him $200 million a season for Tom Brady. Wouldn't have been too much, because Jay told me the second he signed in Tampa, his girlfriend at the time was in public education, and she said nobody wore Allstott jerseys or Joe Juravicious or Levante David or anything like any previous Tampa legend, whatever, Rondé Barber, right? The second they signed, I call it the 12 and 87-ification of the Tampa area. Everyone, every kid in school had a Gronk or a Brady jersey or both, because they couldn't believe that two of the greatest of all time were in the area. And that's what they do. That, you know, and now you're the next guy to take over Tampa that used to play at Gillette.
And boy, we're gonna have fun doing it. But you know, it's interesting you bring that point up and the impact that, you know, those two guys have had on cities, you know, the community at large. And I'll tell you this much. I know a lot of people down there in the Tampa area, and you're right, it was immediate. The second they were announced as part of that organization, the entire region blew up. You couldn't get tickets to the game. You know, everything mm-hmm. was being sold out. They embraced them like crazy. But here's the thing that I thought was interesting. I'm talking to some people who do deals with the stadium, and they're like, hey, look, if whatever we ask for, the organization will do. They were the most accommodating, you know, ownership and whatever, like suite holders could go down and have access. They get stuff signed and bring it up. I mean, I'm like, wait a minute. They're allowing you to do all of that? Like, mm-hmm. how's that possible? Right.
Wait, Tom, are you allowed to, you're allowed to smile? Like, you and Gronk can like do web videos together and play footsies. Like, you're going to have a Super Bowl parade where you're not supposed to suppress your emotions, but actually celebrate them so much so that you get absolutely shit house drinking tequila and almost sink the Lombardi in Tampa Bay. I mean, years later, I'm just so happy that they had reached like their emotional finality in New England, and there was still a little football joy, a little football juice left to be squeezed from the fruit. And they went down and they found it. And, you know, I, for years, when my oldest son was like, Dad, can I get a Tampa Bay jersey? I was like, you can get one of those and sleep in the yard, kid. Now, as time has gone by, I'm like, you know what? Go ahead, because he's the greatest ever. Celebrate each and every moment from that career. You, however, sir, career Patriot, box to wire, cradle to grave. I still think you were playing your best football in 2011. You had a hell of a Super Bowl, and you should have left with four rings. You played some damn good ball in Super Bowl 46, but you left on top. You know, you avoided a lot of the aches and pains that guys that continue to play well past their prime into those, the Larry Holmes, Cassius Clay years where they probably shouldn't have been in the ring, but rather should have been running a foundation or taking care of themselves. And now you're doing awesome work, but you still keep pace with the team. I wanted to ask you, as far as Mike Vrabel goes, obviously, you know him about as well as anyone else in media that was on the team and beyond. How surprised are you by the immediate success he's had? And were you a little taken aback at how much he did to tweak the team, not just to improve it, but also like to install a new culture? Like, this isn't like a continuation of what Bill did. It's the logo looks the same, but this is definitely Mike Vrabel's Patriots.
I think if you go back and you listen to what was said in the media at different times by different people, right? Mm-hmm. You'd listen to some of the coaches that he was with in Tennessee, or guys that he coached with at the college level when he was there for a little bit, right? Or, you know, you listen to the players, right? I mean, if you go back when he was announced, listen to some of the guys that played for him and the way that they spoke about him, right? It wasn't just to get a job. It wasn't just to blow smoke or to say the right thing. These guys understood what it was like to have a head coach who'd be in the trenches with them. You know, if there was a fight, the odds that Vrabel, even though he doesn't have pads or anything else, he's probably going to put himself in that skirmish at some point, because, you know, football is who he is, man. It really defines a lot of, you know, why he gets up every day, man. He loves to compete. He's got endless amounts of energy. Like, I mean, it just, to the point where it kind of pissed me off as a teammate, you know, we're out there killing ourselves at practice, and this joker walks in after we're all like, you know, taking our stuff off and hitting the shower. He's going and hitting the treadmill for like 15, 20 minutes. It's like, come on. Like, this guy's not human. So, you know, it doesn't surprise me that, you know, he's been able to change the culture as quickly as he has. I mean, it's part of what defines being in a Vrabel system, right? We're going to do it this way. We're going to be disciplined. We're going to earn the right to be there. We're going to work really hard during the week. We're going to put ourselves in the best possible position to go out there and play at a high level. And, you know, look, it hasn't been perfect in any category, but they've gotten better week to week. And I've said that from day one. What do I want to see out of this team in Vrabel's first year? I just want to see a team that gets better, right? I want to see a team that, you know, comes out there, learns, you know, from some of the mistakes. I'll give you a perfect kind of snapshot of what that looks like. Will Campbell has been a big dude and has been highly touted since he was in high school, right?
Right.
And at the end of the day, people bring him in to fill a void because they know he's good. And when you're that guy who's been told how great you are and you've had these unbelievable opportunities and you get drafted, what, fourth overall, whatever, the expectations are really hard, are really high, and things can get difficult at times. And, you know, he starts off the season and it wasn't perfect, but he's playing really well. He's competitive. He's getting better week to week. And then you have what happened this past weekend.
Myles Garrett happens. Yeah.
He's going up against the best that the league, you know, has to offer. Right. And it wasn't perfect, but he was still very competitive.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ever broke, and that's going to really serve him well. And those are the kind of things that Mike Vrabel, you know, instills, right? Hey, we get knocked down, we get back up. You know, we keep fighting to the very end. We play for 60 minutes. We finish the games. And that's not an easy thing to instill in an organization. And it's not an easy thing for a young player to overcome, you know, when you have some mistakes and things happen. But, you know, they're doing it in New England.
All right. But before I got a thought on Will Campbell, but I did want to actually ask you this. So the same way Myles Garrett took Will Campbell to school on Sunday against the Browns, even though the Pats won by 19, he had a career day, 5 sacks, and just dominated that rookie left side of the line with Jared Wilson and Will Campbell. But yet still Drake May persevered. And it's a good learning day for Will Campbell, and Myles Garrett was highly complimentary of him in the post game. Who was your Myles Garrett during your playing days?
Oh, let me count the ways.
Was it just Jason Taylor?
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
This episode is brought to you by Rakuten. If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing savings. It's easy to use, and you get cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. The brands you love pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
You know, look, I mean, I think, you look at John Abraham, Aaron Schobel, you know, Jason Taylor, of course, you know, I had those three guys in our own division, right? Just our division.
Yeah.
So it was a dogfight each and every week. You know, you had the freak, Javon Curse, at times in my career when he was playing at a very high level. But Dwight Freeney, and I've said this from day one, I said this when I was playing against him.
That damn
Dwight
spin
Freeney
move.
Is a guy that, my goodness, man, put the nation on him, and he's still going to get really close or maybe make the play. He's so skilled. And you saw some of that. Yeah, it actually brought back a lot of terrible memories for me. You know, Myles Garrett, you know, plays with such strength, and he has so many different, you know, tools in the toolbox, right? And
he looks like a super – you've seen him shirtless, right? Not to make it that kind of podcast, but, like, he looks like an African-American version of the David. Like, Michelangelo carved him out of marble, and he can just play football. Like, it's unbelievable. The guy – he's not real. And right. the fact that he's like a dude on top of it all just makes it, you know, I'm glad Will Campbell went through what he did yesterday, because it'll only make him stronger. But please continue.
Well, listen, and not only that, right? And by the way, you're talking 2 to 3 plays, right? But again, it only takes 2 to 3 plays for a guy like that to come out of that as like a superhero, which he was. I mean, he made many good plays. But against Will, right, there were 2 or 3 times that he got beat. And in a lot of cases, there was tight end presence. And by the way, I know how that works too. You have a tight end there. You think, okay, I got a little help. Sometimes the help can hurt you. There were times where I would tell Josh or I would tell Billy O, I'd say, hey, look, just do whatever you want with him. Get him out of my way. Let me go one-on-one with this guy, because you're looking at the set and you're saying, okay, I got help on my outside, so I can short set him, but then you stop your feet because there's nothing to really do, right? Mm-hmm. The guy's already engaged with the tight end, and so now you settle your feet, and then you got to start him back up again when your tight end gets absolutely housed, right? Like, and thrown out of the way, and now you got to restart your set, and that can actually be worse than just get the tight end away from me, let me pass set this dude one-on-one and keep my feet moving and do what I got to do. So Will probably will learn those kind of lessons, and he'll probably have the ability to say, hey, you know what, based on what happened, you know, against Miles, just let the tight end do whatever he wants. Let me try to set this dude one-on-one. Or he may say, you know what I really liked was the chip help from the back out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. That actually I liked. You see what I'm saying? So, and by the way, not only those two, but a guy like Drake May will learn a lot from that experience too, right? I mean, he got sacked 5 times, and he got pressured and hurried other times. All those things will serve them well down the road. As much as you don't like watching them on film, they will serve you well.
Yeah, that's why we were saying on the post-game show yesterday, Matt, that yesterday was actually kind of an ideal win, because you win comfortably. Drake continues his deep ball dominance. A couple of people get a taste of the 6-point house, but they make just enough mistakes that on Monday, like right now as we're recording this, you know, Vrabel is in there showing the mistakes, doing course correction, coaching up and teaching them exactly how they can improve. So in a lot of ways, an idealish win. Two more quick questions for you and we'll wrap it. How, like, as far as Drake May has gone, you know Josh so well. The kid comes from a great family, a bunch of older brothers who, you know, beat him down, you know, held his head underneath the sofa as they sat on him watching TV, you know, chippy in the driveway, shooting hoops, everything. So he's got great humility, comes from great stock. He's a big kid, hyper athletic. But how much do you think, as Drake Mania has, you know, run wild all over New England, how much do you think of an impact Josh has had on his finesse, his style, his precision, and his overall growth?
Yeah, I think in a lot of cases they should go hand in hand, and they do go hand in hand, right? Like, you know, reverse it a little bit, right? Look at the impact that a good quarterback has on a coordinator, right? Forget about what Josh may do for a guy like Drake May. Drake May is doing a lot for a guy like Josh, just like Tom Brady did a lot for Josh when they were together. And so it should be symbiotic, you know, that you should be able to develop enough trust because you busted your ass and worked hard and talked things through and actually probably had many moments, you know, and as these two continue to build this relationship, there's going to be times where, you know, Drake or Josh is going to be like, no, I don't want to see that. Like, we're not doing that. Right. And then there's going to be a, well, but you know, I actually kind of want to do that, right? And that's a good thing, man. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that Josh and Tommy, you know, were at each other's throats, but there were definitely times where there was a difference of opinion.
And that's, you know, and like, that's okay. Yeah. Sitting or, you know, you don't want to work your entire life with people that think the exact same way as you. How do you learn from that?
Exactly. And that's, it's a good thing. And I think that Josh, you know, I think what he does really well is that he listens to his players, but Josh has enough confidence to be like, hey, no, this is how we need to do this. And here's where I want you to be thinking. This is the why behind it. It's not just do it my way. There's a great education. He's really good at explaining what it is that he wants to do and getting those guys all on the same page. That gives a guy like Drake May confidence. That gives a guy like Drake May the ability to then go to his wide receivers and his running backs and be like, hey, look, I know you want this, and I would like to get to some of that too, but here's why we're doing this. Because if it came from Josh, it wouldn't mean as much as it comes from a guy like Drake, right? So
right.
All of those things.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Things that they're doing now and the hard work that they're putting in, you know, it pays big dividends in ways that a lot of people can't really comprehend unless you're in that facility. But what I can tell you is I've always appreciated the creativity. I mean, I remember going to Josh and saying, hey, look, I need a 3-step drop early in the game, right? Just give me a 3-step in the first series. And hopefully we'll get to it. It may be like the 5th or 6th play call, right? But give me that because I want to cut this guy and give him something to think about early in the game, right? And he would listen to that. And by the way, I used to love buttering him up. Give me an opportunity to cut somebody. I love it.
That's fantastic. And that's great to you know, I think he challenges his players as well, but he also I think the best thing that could have happened for him in a lot of ways was taking that time off to travel, assimilate a lot of other playbooks, play calls and things. He looks like he's in terrific shape. He's got his mind right. And I think he's on an absolute heater as far as developing this offense, installing confidence and taking the talents of Drake May to whatever is beyond that next level. I mean, each and every Sunday, Matt, it's like, oh, here come 5 more Drake May stats that make him unique, anomalous, and Hall of Fame worthy, and the kid's freaking not even old enough to rent a car. So, yeah, obviously Will Campbell, perfect fit for Mike Vrabel. They freaking put on pads and tackled each other in the bayou back in April. His hardoism is just absolutely on point. But at the same time, like, he's sensitive enough to, like, let Ramondre fumble and bring him in, give him a hug and tell him that he's going to need him next week. And I've been pleasantly surprised by that. So he's evolving. Josh is evolving. Everyone's evolving for the positive. And I'm with you. All I wanted to see out of this team this year was, do you have the right quarterback? Do you have the right coaches? Do you have the right players to turn the ship around in the canal and set out to open waters for success? And I think we do. So, last question, Matt Light, what do you think the ceiling is for this Patriots team in this wide open NFL 2025?
Well, since I've been a guy who loves the physical side of it, right? I played football for one reason, man. I didn't go to jail when I hit people. And I know that that may sound a little abrasive.
I like that one, actually. No, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, I believe that football should be and always had been a violent sport. And there's nothing wrong with violence as long as it's controlled, i.e. played within the rules of the game. Now, they fundamentally changed the rules of the game, right?
Yeah.
And for all of us that know what real football was, and I played in it, what we see today has limited so much of the violence that, golly, I get angry thinking about it. But that said, I still believe that the guys that are willing to carry their own lunch pail into work every day, and again, earn it, man. Just go in there and earn it, because you're willing to play more physical, nastier, with more tempo, and you're willing to execute to the very end, even if it's a game that you can't possibly win, right? I don't want to see that, Fitzy. I don't want to see that in this season. But if it were to happen where they find themselves in a position because of a million things, right? Bad week of prep. You know, we have some guys that are sick that nobody really knows about, because that happens quite a bit in the National Football League, especially later in the year when you got the flu rolling through a locker room, but nobody's saying anything. For whatever reason, if we find where these guys are down and there's no way they can win it, watch how they respond. Watch them fight and continue to play at a really high level. That's what I want to keep seeing. And I think those kind of teams will definitely have the ability to go into the postseason. And if they do make it in, they may run the table, because that mentality is great. So what's the ceiling? Get us to the playoffs. And I'll tell you, probably the Super Bowl, right? I mean, because if they get there, Fitzy, if they get there, it's because they've continued. Look, we're 6-2 now. Things
a lot of winnable games on that schedule still, Matt Light. A lot of winnable games.
There's a lot of winnable games, but right, anything. All I'm saying is, if they make it into the playoffs, which is one hell of a feat, you know, for this organization, given what we've been through.
It's like the new command, like the Commanders did it last year, and now the Patriots are kind of doing it this year and doing it better, I believe.
And if they get there with a whole bunch of guys who have continued to improve, embraced each other and the culture, with a coach like Vrabel and all the rest of that coaching staff too, I'd say the sky's the limit, man. You know, tough-nosed players. You know, I can tell you this much. If you're not used to getting hit in the mouth, or let's put it in another way. If you're the Indianapolis Colts and you've been in a nice cushy stadium and you come to Foxborough in January, things get tough, right?
That's right. They do. Like,
they do. And it's the same thing. If you're just a tough nosed organization and you enjoy hitting people in the mouth and you actually celebrate it, and you got a coach that rewards it by putting those kind of guys on the field, sky's the limit when it comes to the playoffs.
You know, let's hope come January, meaningful football returns to Foxborough and the conditions are much like the fans and the feelings of the opponents. Miserable, because that's just how we love it. You've been so generous with your time today, Matt. Always love talking football, talking the Light Foundation and all the great things you do. Visit MattLight72.com to learn more about the Light Foundation and the incredible work they do for young men in America. TakeOverInTampa.com. That's TakeOverInTampa.com. To jump in and make a donation, and you could win a bunch of entries. And like we said, on November 6th at 5 p.m. Eastern, Matt and Susie Light will pull not one, but two big winners, And then they'll make that amazing phone call for the joy junkies out there that love those incredible moments. It should be a great time. I think that's going to be a hell of a game. Two of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL. Lots of parties down there in Tampa that weekend. Matt, I hope to see you down there, my man. Thank you so much. And whatever we can do on our behalf to continue promoting the awesome work you do, and also just your football-loving recklessness, by all means, let me know.
Appreciate you, brother. Good to be with you.
All right, and there's your latest Six Rings and Football Things. We'll be back later on this week with a preview of Patriots, Falcons, and everything else you, the greatest fans in all the football lands, need to know. Until then, take care. God bless. Here's Matt Light's big old dog. And as always, go Pats.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.